It's opening day of the World Cup in Brazil, a day of revelry, competition, and of protest. We'll hear more about the first match in a few minutes, but leading up to it, in the streets of São Paulo today, thousands of protesters clashed with police. Police used tear gas, concussion grenades, and truncheons against the demonstrators. Two journalists were injured in the melee. Many Brazilians are incensed. The government spent $11 billion on the soccer tournament instead of health, education, and housing. Earlier today, I spoke with NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro, who witnessed the violence.
Well, I am at one of the protests that are taking place here in São Paulo, and I have to tell you, it started really fast. It started really violently this morning. Protesters gathering, not very many of them initially, but the police were taking no chances. They came down pretty brutally. They moved forward fast. They started throwing percussion grenades. They started throwing tear gas. And two CNN journalists, as you mentioned, were injured in the melee. I spoke to one of the CNN journalists earlier, and she told me that they were right next to the police. They were clearly identified as press. They were wearing vests, and that the police actually targeted them, and that is something that we're hearing from the protesters here, that they are being deliberately targeted, and they feel that this is an example of police brutality.
Now, why the heavy crackdown? It would seem that these are precisely the scenes that Brazil didn't want, right, as they take the world stage with the games.
Well, Brazil promised, the government promised, that they would not brook any disruption of these games, and they said that they were going to act very, very seriously and very, very aggressively to quell any kind of protest here. And we've seen that being the case. I mean, just here where I am now, there are helicopters swirling overhead. There are mounted policemen. There are police in riot gear. There are 157,000 security forces securing these games all over the country. They've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the security. And of course, one of the things that the government certainly didn't want is these images to be broadcast all over the world of Brazilians protesting. And so I think the plan was to act very aggressively, very early, to try and disperse the protesters. But of course, it had a different effect. And in fact, what we've seen is the protests growing as the day has been going on.
And these protests have been going on for nearly a year over the World Cup. Give us some context. Are there specific demands, or what is it that the Brazilians who are protesting are so angered about over these games?
We've seen protests, we've seen strikes, and a lot of these are from disparate groups who are aggrieved about a number of different things. Some are looking for their own slice of the pie. They want raises, or they want better education or better health care. But generally speaking, the people that I'm with here today, they're just against the World Cup in principle. They say that doesn't mean they don't love football, that doesn't mean they don't love the Brazil national team, but they feel that so much money has been spent on these games, and they are very angry about that, and they want the world to know it, and that's why they are taking on the police in the way that they are.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in São Paulo. Lourdes, thank you.
You're welcome.